107.9.
Thank you for joining us here at Truth and Love Ministries for this week's message, where it is our desire to connect people to God, connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. So connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jacks, or leave us a message on our website at truthandlove.tv. While you're there, stay in the know with our weekly news broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Now here's the message already in progress.
Time you come, my neck start hurting and my eyes start twitching because you just don't mean me no good. Anybody got some folk where they come around, you just start kind of you're like you don't know what go. They just kind of bother. You got to cut the come on here, somebody. If somebody is controlling your peace, if somebody is controlling your joy, if somebody is controlling the peace of mind and soundness of mind, it may be a season that you got to silence that conversation and say, I can't deal with you right now. Put it on me. I'll say, I need to get myself together right now. I'm really just not dealing with nobody. The Lord has me in a season of sabbatical, the way he's trying to get me together. We got to close off those access points. Come on here, somebody. There's some people in your telephone that you need to delete. Come on here. I wish Deborah Cox and RL was here. They already told you we can't be friends no more. I know you went by mother's house and you saw her car there, the Hershey Steel family, but it don't seem fair. We can't be friends, 'cause I'm still in love with you. We just friends. I just stay in touch with her. You just keep on staying in touch with her. You're gonna start touching her. Amen. Don't say amen too loud. Listen, he says, look what happened. Oh, my goodness. I'm doing good, though. For the people had a mind to work. Don't miss this. They were rebuilding the wall. They got the wall halfway up. Some of us, when we try to build something or do something, we stop at the halfway point. Some of us are master starters, but real pathetic finishers. I just said something good right there. Some of us, we know how to start some things. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this one. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And you started. And you started. And you started. You start to say, well, what happened to the other stuff that you were doing? Well, I don't know. Well, I'm just going to do. Come on. Some of us, we have a lot of fires everywhere. Come on. I talked about it on Thursday night, how we can be a jack of all trades, but mastering none. You can have irons in the fire over here. Irons in the fire over there. Irons in the fire there. But then nothing is getting hot because I'm not focusing on one thing. Some of us, we get to the halfway point and we never see things come to fruition or see things come to pass because we stop midway. But come on here, somebody. I want to raise up a group of finishers. I want to raise up a group of people that where even if I do one thing, if I only do one thing in 2018, let me stick to that one thing. I'm not going to come here with no long laundry list, a New Year's resolution. You know you ain't going to keep that. The Lord know you ain't going to keep that. And the devil know you ain't finna do none of that. Come on here, somebody. You just sitting there just wasted all that paper talking about what you finna do. My New Year's resolution. I'm going to walk 5 miles every day. I'm going to read my Bible every morning. Come on, I'm going to pray an hour every morning. You better stop all the most swelling things you're going to do and just stick to one thing and get that one thing done. Then when you get done with that one thing, move on to something else. And then you turn back around and look and you see some accomplishment. You see what you've done because you finish something. The people, oh man, the people had a mind to work. Work is a dirty word. Work is something that strikes fear in the heart of every lazy person. So you mean I can have this and have that? And all I gotta do is send you $19.99, and I'm gonna be an instant millionaire. You're gonna show me how to flip the house. You're gonna show me how to do this, and all that takes is 5 easy payments. We call it, But then somebody tell us we got to go to school. And somebody tell us we got to, you mean so I got to come to class? Like, no. So I got to actually take a test? Nah, bah humbug. Come on, my point is it takes some work. If you want something, it's going to take some work. If you want to accomplish something, it's going to take some work. If you want to go somewhere, it's going to take some. Look at verse 14. I have to hurry. Verse 14 says, and I looked and arose. So fear had went through the people of God. They almost didn't get it done because they were afraid of Sanballat and Tobiah. They said, we're going to kill y'all. Y'all come and do it if you want to. We're going to kill y'all. So the people are afraid, but the man of God stood up. And he says to the nobles, the officials, to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. He said, remember? Do you remember? He said, remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Look what he says. Fight for your brothers. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. I'm putting that in. Fight for your wives and fight for your homes. You have to have a mind to work and you got to have a mind to fight. I'm looking for somebody that want to build something. Come on, somebody. You got to have a mind to do it, and you got to fight. So I'm going to survive. I'm going to survive. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to survive even when you push me. But also, how can I survive? I will survive prophetically. I'm going to survive prophetically. I'm not making love. Look at verse 17. Look what the psalmist said. The psalmist is under pressure. The psalmist is under persecution. The psalmist has been pushed. But verse 17 says, I shall not die. But I will live and declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. The psalmist prophetically says that what I'm going through right now won't kill me. Come on, I'm trying to help you today. Whatever you're going through right now will not be your demise. Whatever you're going through right now will not be the benediction over your life. What you're going through right now, it will not be earth to earth and ashes to ashes. But no, you will survive. The psalmist said, I shall not die. If I were you, I'd underline that verse. If I was you, I'd highlight that verse. If I was you, I'd pull out my mascara and my eyes and I'd underline that verse to put some emphasis on that. Because I want to tell you that you will not die, but you're going to live and you're going to be able to tell somebody your testimony. You're going to be able to talk about the illustrious acts of your God. They're going to say, girl, how you made it through that tumultuous situation. You'll say, because of my tumultuous God. You'll say, because my God was bigger than my problem. My God was bigger than my pain. My God was bigger than my circumstance. My God was bigger than everything I can go through. He said, I'm going to prophetically announce. Some of you, you need to change your words. You're always talking about how you're going to make it. You're always talking about how you're not going to make it. Always talking about, well, I guess I'm always going to be broke. I guess I'm going to die early like my mama. I guess I'm going to die early like my daddy. No, the power of life and death is in my mouth. I need to prophetically speak the word of God over my life and said, I will not die. I will not die, but I will declare the works of the Lord. And even if I do die, saints don't die. We just slip away. Even if I do die, God has something better for me. Come on, here, somebody. You may lose something, but if you lose something, God just got something for you for the better. I'm coming around the mountain, but not just yet. Sit down. I can survive. I will survive. You know what else you and I can survive? And I have to be true to the text. I want to tell you this, that you can survive not just the pressure, persecution, being pushed, not only just prophetically making that announcement, but you can survive the punishment. Some of us are under divine punishment right now. Some of us are experiencing an onslaught on our lives, and the enemy is God. What do you do when you find yourself fighting against the Lord? What do you do when you find yourself boxing God, but you know your arms? Come on, like the alligator trying to get the ticket at the restaurant. I would get that, but when you find yourself, y'all don't watch no TV, boy, I tell you, but when you find yourself fighting against God, your arms are too short to box God. Can I tell you, that's what he said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. We always quote this verse and say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn, seek my face, and he'll hear from heaven. But God said in verse 13, read it, 2 Chronicles 7, 13. He said, if I send the famine, if I send the pestilence, if I send the destruction. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25, we always love, I close with that area of the week. They say, I will restore unto you the year that the cankerworm, the palmer worm had destroyed. But God said, it's my great army that I have sent. God is the one that initiated this fight. And some of us are under divine punishment right now. Let me tell you what the psalmist said in Psalm 118, verse 18. He said, the Lord has disciplined me severely. He said, the Lord has disciplined, Psalm 118, verse 18 said, the Lord is disciplining me. And some of us are experiencing the discipline of the Lord. Some of us, see, you don't need nobody to tell you why you're going through what you're going through. You can act like you don't know, but you know what you're going through because you made that decision that God told you not to make, because you went that direction that you knew you weren't supposed to go, because you signed your name on something that you know you couldn't pay for, because you accepted something that you knew you couldn't fulfill. And here the point is that there are sometimes that God disciplines us, there's sometimes that God chastens us. But I'm so glad that even when God chastens me, even when God corrects me, even when God reproves me, he does not kill me. That's what the verse said. But he has not given me over to death. God, I'm so glad that you'll whoop me. I'm so glad that you'll touch me. I had a picture of a spoon there. I told him earlier, Sister Callahan, she had a little spoon at Philippian Community Church. She used to call it a touch of love. And you get out of line if you want to. She got that little touch of love. And she'll touch you on them fingers. She'll pop you on your knuckle. She'll pop you on your behind. Come on here, somebody. And I believe that's what the Lord does. Every now and then, he gives us a little touch of love. I'm so glad that God loves me so much that he'll touch me. I'm so glad God loves me so much that he won't bless me in my foolishness. I'm so glad that God loves me so much that he won't let me have successful sin. I just said something just then. Successful sin. You know what that is? You did something. And I got away with that one. Yeah, okay. But when the hand of the Lord is on your life, you can't get away with much. Come on, y'all ain't gonna help me. You know, five people did the same thing, and they live in La Vida. They did five things, but the one time you, hey, how you doing, Pastor Kobe? Y'all ain't gonna help me here. Five people went to the same place, and one time you want to go, hey, I know you from somewhere. Don't you? Yeah, ain't you a preacher? What you doing here with us? Come on here, God don't let you get away with stuff. That's why you shouldn't try some stuff. See, I'm not trying to give you no idea that this is happening. That no, don't be trying to subliminally. I know what he's trying. No. My point is, I got to be equal opportunity. My point is that God chastens us. But here, the good news is, he only chastens those that he loves. If he loves you, he whoops you. If he didn't care anything about you, he'll just let you go on about your business. Come on here, somebody. See, you'll there'll be people in our lives, young people, and we'll try to tell them and correct them. But then after you have told them so many times, you'll be like, well, all right, yon. Come back and holler at me. But your children, you're a little more patient with them. Your children, their leash is a little longer. Eventually, you still have to allow them to hang themselves sometimes. But my point is, you're a little more patient with someone that's yours. How much more is God with us? The way he's patient with us and just doesn't turn us over to our own devices. But God, no, he punishes us. And some of us need to get like Jonah and just go on and do what the Lord has called us to do and stop running from our assignment and stop running from what God has called us to do. So if we can go on and do it, we can get in proper alignment. I will survive. Somebody say, I'm a survivor. I will survive, and I'm a survivor. Listen to what the psalmist says as I hasten to my seat. He says, I will survive even though I've been passed over. Even though I've been passed over, I still can survive. It's right here in the text. Look at verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected. They had the stone. They rejected the stone. They removed the stone. They pushed the stone away. They said, we got it, but we don't need it. Some of us have been rejected so much in our lives that we feel like we can't make it because we don't have the validation of this person. Because we don't have the validation of that person. And they reject us. Anybody ever try to love somebody genuinely and sincerely? And they push you out. They reject you. They think you have ulterior motives. They think you got something up your sleeve. They think you're just trying to do something just to get up on them or do something another way. And that thing hurts us. It's real hurt being rejected. But I can survive even when I'm rejected. I cannot perpetually live my life and hang my hat on the fact that because I've been rejected, that's why I'm dejected. Just because I've been rejected doesn't qualify me to be dejected. Lord have mercy. I just said something so good right there. People reject us and push us out. And look, the Bible says that the rejected stone became the cornerstone. The rejected stone became the stone that they needed in order to complete the process. The rejected stone is the same stone they got to walk around and say, I know I had one of his somewhere. Oh, that's the same one I pushed off. That's the same one. Come on here. Anybody ever been overlooked? Anybody ever been overlooked? And the same people that overlooked you, the same people that wouldn't give you the time of day, now all of a sudden they seeking you out. They looking for your counsel. They looking for your prayer. They looking for your advice. Because here, if God has situated you in their life, they can't go, they can't do, they can't build what they're trying to do without you, because God said, even though you've been rejected, I'll still use you. The picture is Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. They reject him, they despise him. They said, this is Mary's boy, this is just a son of a carpenter. Who in the world does he think he is? Mark 6 and 4 says, a prophet without honor is save amongst his own people. They didn't honor him, they were despised upon him. You look at John chapter 7, even his brother despised him. He has some younger brothers and they didn't even believe in him. But that did not stop Jesus' purpose. That did not stop the anointing on his life. That did not stop the purpose on his life. And I want to tell you, you got to stop getting so much weight on people because they reject you or they overlook you or they pass you over. They can't stop what God is trying to do in your life. You ought to give him some praise for that. Give him some praise. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I believe I'm right on time, baby. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. Plus 20 minutes. But here I got to let y'all go. But just before I go, I want to tell you that I will survive. Even when people persecute me, I will survive. Even when people put me under pressure, I will survive. Even when people push me, I will survive. Even when I'm getting punished, I will survive. Look at Psalm 118, verse number 23 says, it says, this is the Lord's doing. My rejection was the Lord's doing. Them passing over me was the Lord's doing. And the book say that it's marvelous in our eyes. Come on, it didn't feel good when they rejected you. It does not feel good when you pass over. It does not feel good when you're overworked and you're underappreciated. It does not feel good, but the Lord said that this is his doing, and it's marvelous. It's marvelous in our eyes. Can I tell you, it doesn't look marvelous now, but after a while, when the smoke clears, when the dust settles, it will be marvelous in our eyes. I told the 9 o'clock crowd, I say, baby, there were some people I was trying to holler at. There were some young ladies I was trying to talk to. And I tried to talk to them, Mr. Lamar. And they said, we not finna talk to you. I'm not finna talk to you because you're a little boy. That thing hurt my feelings. That thing made me go in the corner and cry. But I'm so glad that they rejected me because they let me know when a real woman come by. I'm glad they refused me because one girl trash is another girl treasure. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. You better stop crying over that girl. I almost called her something. Better stop crying over that head and tell the Lord thank you for the rejection. It was the rejection that propelled you to where God, wanted you to be. You still crying over Jody. You still crying over that job. You still crying over that relationship. But the Lord said, I did that. And it's marvelous. It will be marvelous in your eyes. Can I tell you? Look at this quote on the screen. Look what Alice Hunt said. Said, rejection is God's protection. Y'all not gonna help me preach in here. God allowed you to be rejected. God allowed you to be passed over. God allowed you to be overlooked. And he's protecting you. He's insulating you. He say, no, I don't want you to get that, because I got something better for you. I'm going to let them come get that raggedy car, because I got something better for you. I'm going to let them repo that house, because I got something better for you. I'm going to let them fire you from that job, because I got something better for you. So he rejects me to protect me. It don't feel good. It don't look good. But it's working for my good. I said it don't feel good. It don't look good. But it's working for my good. For I know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I got to leave y'all alone. I got a birthday party to go to. But just before I go, I want to leave this with you, that I will survive. I will make it. I'm coming out. Look at verse 24. And I'm up out of here. You know why I'm going to survive? Because this is the day. It's a hurtful day. It's a painful day. It's a gloomy day. It's a dark day. It's a rainy day. But this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to make up in my mind. I will rejoice and I'll be glad therein. Can't send my body, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. On my way to the hospital, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm on my way to the cemetery, but I will rejoice and be glad therein. I want to tell you, if you're a child of God, you don't have no bad days. Stop telling people you're having a bad day. But no, just because you're above ground, I'm having a good day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad therein. I heard the songwriter say, I'm getting ready to bring this thing in, but I feel something pushing me. I heard the songwriter say in Psalm 68:15, he say, blessed be God that daily load me with his benefits. Every day I'm alive, it's a benefit. Every day I can praise, it's a benefit. Even when you reject me, it's a benefit. Even when I'm persecuted, it's a benefit. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to give God glory because of who he is. I'm going to give God glory for what he's going to do. I don't got to wait till the battle is over. I can give him praise now. I can give him glory now. Come on here, somebody. I'm getting ready to close this sermon. If you want to help me close it, why don't you stand on your feet and put your hands together, and I want you to say it.
I will survive. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I will survive. I'm gonna survive. I'm gonna make it. I'ma keep on fighting. I'ma keep on swinging. I'ma keep on loving. I'ma keep on serving. I'ma keep on praying. I'ma keep on fasting. I will survive. Though he slay me, I will survive. When the weapon is formed, I'm still gonna survive. Money gone, I'm gonna survive. Honey gone, I'm gonna survive. Because I'm a survivor. Come on here, destiny child. I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. Because the Lord has put something in me. Greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that's of the world. Now unto him, that's why I'm gonna survive. Now unto him, it is able. Oh, it felt good to me. I said, able. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask, above all I can ever think. I'm going to make it. Put your hands together. I said, put your hands together and give our God some. Come on, survivor. Come on, survivor. Give your God some glory. Thought I was gone. I'm gonna survive. Thought I was dead. But I'm gonna survive. Thought it was all over. But I'm gonna survive. Come on, survivor. Put your hands together and pray. Praise him. Yeah. 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 I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I gotta let it go. Father, we thank you. Thank you, God, for there's resilience in me.